Sam on.
All right, Sam, Bad Choice Friday. We celebrated International Cat Day with the Stray Cats and Stray Cat Strut, taking on the one and only Tom Jones and What's Up Pussycat Mike. How was the voting?
It was interesting, to say the least there, Miles. I think this has only ever happened one other time in the history of this program, or at least my tenure with this program. With 138 votes, sir, Miles, it's a dead tie.
It's a tie.
It is 50-50.
It's like the preseason NFL game.
That's right.
It's a tie.
Screw it. It's a tie.
It makes perfect sense.
So what better to do? Screw it. We're going to play both of them on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to the Men's Room. 99.9 KISW Seattle.
KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today. You got Seth Meyers,
The Jimmy, Fallon Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, writers, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Led?
It is right there. The title guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Popular hiking trail in upstate New York had to be shut down because of one moose and his unusual behavior, and it was bugging people. That's a sad story. The unusual behavior was the moose constantly inviting people to his timeshare presentation.
V. Ted Smith?
Colbert?
Smith.
Smith!
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Really sad news. He was dangerous. They put him down.
Kill him.
No, actually, he was really dangerous. They put his ass down. Put him in the ground.
Could you have a moose burger?
I've had an elk burger. Never had moose.
I've had moose.
Bullwinkle is no longer in the forest.
Oh, damn. The Bullwinkle burger.
Target has put out a recall for 12,000 packages of their favorite day bakery frosted sugar cookies because they may contain pieces of wood. And if there's one thing they won't stand for, it's a natural ingredient.
Seth.
Colbert.
Seth.
Target's issued a recall for 12,000 packages of its favorite day bakery frosted sugar cookies because they may contain pieces of wood. And if there's one thing they won't stand for, it's a natural ingredient.
Damn. Air India has apologized after a few small cockroaches were found in a few of their flights. Spirit Airlines was like, only one of your flights? What's your secret? Southwest was like, yeah, that's why we call it the cockpit.
That's got to be Colbert.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Air India has apologized after a few small cockroaches were found on one of their flights. Spirit Airlines was like, one of your flights? What's your secret? And Southwest was like, yeah, that's why we call it the cockpit.
A woman was arrested at Washington's Dulles Airport when authorities found 60 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. Officials first became suspicious when she was 4 days late for her flight.
Fallon?
Seth.
Seth Meyers.
A woman was arrested at Washington's Dulles Airport this week after authorities found nearly 60 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. Officials first became suspicious when she was 4 days late for her flight.
I know it's stupid old stoner comedy, but it's still funny.
Still fun.
Yeah. And if you show up 4 days late, they're not going to let you in. I think we've talked about it before. I know Mike and I have seen it. I forget. Have you guys seen any of episodes of Bluey?
Never.
No. All right. So like they say, some parents love Bluey, some hate it. But now they're saying it can actually help your kids with their up and downs. In a new study, the character Bluey, who's a six-year-old dog, may teach kids how to be more resilient.
Chase cars and bark at them, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Bluey.
It helps if the kids learn to be a little more resilient. It helps them manage stress, regulate their emotions, and build better relationships, even perform better at school. Now, obviously, you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain age where it's like you kind of don't want kids acting up like little kids.
Course.
Right. So that's kind of what they're saying is Bluey, if you watch it enough, like, stuff happens to Bluey, but Bluey gets through it.
What exactly is it about? I mean, like, Barney seem like no matter what, it's just I love everybody, that kind of thing. Like, what's Bluey's deal? Does he actually have situations that he's in, or?
Yeah, Mike, what would you say? I think Bluey's just more of like, it's almost like a realistic family from New Zealand.
Okay.
Right.
But they're just cartoons and dogs.
And, you know, it's a kid's show, so every episode is a lesson to learn in life.
Sure, sure.
You know, from big to small, simple to complex, and not only for the kids, but also for the parents and what they're going through. Like, that, I think that's one thing that parents of this show really kind of appreciate is that...
Is this PBS? Where is this?
This is Disney.
Is it a Disney property?
Okay. I'm just wondering why I haven't casually
Disney?
Seen it. You know,
yeah, I mean, you know, like, that's a good call. I don't know because anytime there's been kids in my house, I use my Xfinity Talk remote to just say Bluey.
Right,
and then they just Bluey's short, but they just run into each other.
Right. I think it's on Disney Plus. I don't think it's a Disney program. I think Disney
just on Disney Plus. Okay.
Because
I've heard about it, you know, for years. I know it's a dog, but I know absolutely nothing about it.
Well, I'm gonna watch it then. I've got Disney Plus.
It's a cute show, right, dude.
Just to check it out.
Yeah, you do a little gardening. It's fun.
I put it in there with SpongeBob.
Okay.
Right. Like, it's made for kids, but it's... You like, honestly, Miles, you're dead serious. You could sit there, watch a couple episodes, and be like, all right, I get it.
Oh, really? Right,
yeah, exactly. It's not like watching, I don't know.
Paw Patrol.
Right, or even Barney, where you're just like, oh my God, there's
it's
something
agonizing. Like, I understand you're making programming for children, but I will always maintain, like, this is what I loved about Pixar. When Pixar came to the scene, they said, look, we know this is for children, but we also know, based on the age we're going for, as a parent, you're probably sitting here watching it with them. Right. So we're going to make movies funny enough for you to enjoy, right? And so my kid loved Cars. They like Toy Story. I got no problem watching it. When they want to watch Disney movies, like, I'm out. I don't want to hear the singing. There's nothing for adults.
Well, Disney always has so much more singing.
Yeah, does Pixar have any movies where they... I don't think they do musicals.
No, I don't believe Pixar does musicals.
They'll have soundtracks, but there's no musicals.
They got some dope soundtracks in there, but there's no actually, hey, let's take 5 minutes.
Who made Sing? Sing 2.
I believe...
Well, I get
DreamWorks, I think.
But still, I mean, it's called Sing. You know what you're getting into. But the thing I appreciated about these Sing movies, having seen both of them, again, with the kids, it's contemporary tunes. I mean, they're singing out.
That's the big thing, right?
With Illumination.
Right, you know the songs.
It makes a huge difference, man.
Correct.
When I watch Frozen, my wife's like, oh, you'll enjoy it. Now, looking back, my wife was setting me up. She knew I'd hate the movie, but my daughter at the time loved the movie. She'd watched it 10,000 times. I get home from work, and my wife says, oh, you'll enjoy it. Sit down and watch it with her. About 2 minutes in, I just shot daggers at her. My wife had this big smile on her face.
So it was a setup.
Gotcha.
It was a setup, and I sat through the whole thing. And once they started singing, I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind. My wife also got me with Gone with the Wind, right? One of those movies you'd always heard about, Citizen Kane, blah, blah, blah. I never wanted to see it. My wife says, oh, well, let's watch it. I go, man, I'm not feeling it. She goes, hey, it's a war movie. So I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
okay.
That's a way to sell
it. No, that's BS. It is a love story that takes place during a war. But I'm like, this is not a war movie. This is about a bitchy woman. And it sucks.
What did the Eagles sing about that?
Oh, yeah.
Bitchy woman?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be like describing... That'd be like describing Platoon as like a young man comes of age.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, well, yes and no.
Yes, he does.
Like, yeah. I thought he's discovering women. Yeah. He's in Vietnam.
Right.
Young man comes,
of age, finds unlikely friendships. They're all racist and
Mrs. Like, Robinson tale.
Schindler's List, one man gets in touch with his heart.
Yes. Finds his calling.
Right. Well, we can actually do that amongst each other and see if we can figure out the movie. I'll create this.
That was a thing for a while.
This thing, and you see if you can figure out what I'm talking about.
Right. Like,
you
bad description or bad synopsis of movies. Of movies. Guess what it was.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Young man cries when his aunt and uncle catch on fire.
Oh, that's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
That's
what I'm saying. Just go through all these movies. Just kind of break them down to the lowest common denominator.
Father and son reconcile after years apart. Yeah. Return of the Jedi.
There you go.
Kid gets lucky because other guys feel bad for him to play football.
Rudy!
Kid gets lucky.
Right, take away all the he hustled hard, this and that. It's like,
yeah. Notre Dame runs away with the game and they put the kid in.
Right. Finally gets his shot.
Finally gets the red sting finger.
E.T.
Right.
Oh, come on. You can do it for TV shows, too. Like, super happy guy travels world and eats food.
Alf?
I'm sticking Bourdain.
Right.
He was always pretty salty.
Alf.
Like, I like it. I loved Anthony Bourdain, but like, I would never describe him as like happy-go-lucky.
Right. Family makes unlikely friendship with woodland creature. Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah. We should do that on Big Dummy one day.
just start giving stupid descriptions. I mean, like, look, man,
this is really what happened, though.
Yeah, that's part of the movie.
Come on, figure it out.
His friend lives in a trash can, right, and they all live on the same street.
Says me.
Four men go on a cross-country adventure during their midlife crisis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Dumpster dives and decides to live there.
So the next Golden Bachelor, Mel Owens, he got in some trouble.
Oh, criminy.
So now he'd like to apologize.
What did he get in trouble for?
Well, remember, he's the Golden Bachelor, but he said he's 66, but he said he'd cut any lady that was over 60.
Oh, what is from being picked?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh. He wants himself a young piece.
That's what people are mad about.
Yeah.
Well, it was not a great look for him. Also, I know. Why would you say that?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like everybody has that like ugly friend that's like real picky with chicks. It's like, all right,
the ugly,
all
right, man. Ugly.
No, man.
Maybe think it out of your league here.
He's too old for me.
Why are you being so picky, man?
Oh, you're 60.
You look like a badger.
You don't even go to the gym.
That's 0-2 on the Golden Bachelors because the first one got in trouble, too.
Yeah, so he said when I first walked in, I addressed it. Basically, I had to apologize to them.
Oh, so did you?
Right, because that's the other thing. It's like the chicks already, they know they're going to be on the show, and he's like, if you're over 60, you're gone.
I don't like that he had to apologize. He's not sorry.
You know what
he got
not.
Caught. Like, right. I like younger women. All right, shocking. Headline, old man likes younger women.
I don't
women.
Think it's as much that as he had to walk in the room and they're all looking at him.
Right. Yeah, true enough.
You know what I mean? It'd be like if we were going to do an interview with somebody and they were like, the one I think I hate is bald dudes.
Right.
I think me, you, and Thurl are going to be like, what up, man?
What's going on, man?
Yeah. And they'd be like, well, I didn't mean it that way. It's like, I bet you didn't.
Right.
Now you got caught.
Yeah.
Jackass.
And we know you're wearing a wig. Brett. Michaels.
Hair plugs.
Did he bother to... I think he still just rocks the bandana and long hair, like...
You know think what? He's got a skullet?
I do. Because I don't think he's had the procedure.
Because he's got the cowboy hat or the bandana. You're right.
Which, the hair advancements, I mean, Thurl knows.
Yes.
They're so good. Like,
he's got the money.
He's always wearing a hat. Like, he could easily do it, and then nobody would notice.
I hope he has a skullet.
That's what
just
I think.
Just one day just ripped it off. Like, this is me, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is my thorn.
Let's see. I did go to the Seahawks preseason game last night. Obviously, preseason football doesn't mean much besides just kind of seeing the guys out there and playing. But it was nice to be in the stadium.
Yeah.
Blue Thunder was playing. I mean, you know, see the cheerleaders, all that kind of stuff. Blitz was in rare form.
Do you have any new food offerings? You see anything new?
I did. So I didn't get it because to me it doesn't seem like a huge stadium food. But they had Berea ramen. It's like, you know, the Berea tacos?
Yeah.
So it's like that flavor, but in ramen.
Okay.
I may have gotten it, stadium or not, man. That just sounds good.
Well, I've never had a Berea taco.
Oh, they're great, Miles.
Jesus.
Dude.
What is the difference?
It's just, I don't know how to explain it.
Is it the meat?
Yeah.
Well, and there's the sauce is different, right? So then they fry them on the griddle, and I think there's a little cheese on the outside, and then you dip it in the consommé.
Yeah. So they actually dip the tortilla before they put it on the grill, put all the stuff in it,
fry it,
fold it on the side, put it on both
dude,
sides.
Dude, seriously. Like, it's you awesome. Will not go wrong.
It's pretty bomb, dude.
You're welcome.
Where do you get this?
In normal taco joints.
You got to go to a good taco place.
Like Taco Bell?
Real Taco
Del Mar?
Real Taco joints.
Okay. Yeah, like one of those. You'll see the taco stands that have it.
Maybe I'll go tonight.
But I got them for my buddy a couple years ago, and he's like, I haven't even heard of these. And I was like, oh, they're taking over. There's a couple good, real good places in Burien.
I've never heard of it. He just brought it up.
Yeah, so like that food looked good, but to me, I was like, I would love to sit on my couch and eat that watching the game. But like in the stadium, I was like, I don't know if I feel like eating that. Get a hot dog. And then, you know, I know the Mariners do the, what's it, hot dogs from heaven?
Yeah.
What is it?
Depends on the wind, though.
They send hot dogs down little parachutes from up on top of the stadium.
Are you being serious?
I just missed one.
I'm dead
serious. I just missed one in the last
game. You've
not
heard about this, Steve?
No.
Hot dogs from heaven?
No, I have not heard of hot dogs from heaven.
How big is the rock you live under?
I don't know, but big enough.
I didn't know what a Berea taco was.
Are you sharing the rock?
Yeah, exactly.
He's my roommate.
I do know about the hot dogs from heaven.
Educate these fogies.
I have never heard of hot dogs. So they're dropping hot dogs on parachutes.
Yes.
Well, this kid beside me really wanted one. I was thinking if I could grab one, I'd give him one of these, you know, parachute dogs. All right. The wind was blowing.
Yeah.
So, like, it was blowing everything back behind me. And I'm like, kid, we're not going to get one because of the wind. He's like, why? I'm like, because the wind's blowing this
way.
So,
at the Seahawks game, Blitz gets out there, and he's got a bazooka cannon that he's shooting bratwurst out of.
What?
I know. I don't know why.
I think I've seen this before. The what's the local place?
Bavarian Meats.
Bavarian Meats. Yes, it was either them or the Kraken that was doing that. I remember this thing. It's a full size freaking can. Just
I know, and I got fired up. I'm like, load, Fire!
Hold away!
Right? He was nowhere near us. But like I said, just good to be in the stadium watching football. If you're sitting around this weekend, I know there's a couple games on today that are already going. You know, people are fired up to see the Browns and Sanders play.
Oh, I guess the NFL Network will probably replay.
So here's the deal. If you have NFL Network, you basically, they'll show some of these games live, which is also kind of fun. They do a good job. They'll switch half on the local coverage. So, like, if they replay your Ravens game, one half will be the local Baltimore guys, one half will be the Indianapolis guys.
Oh, and I like to watch the whole thing, yeah.
Right, so NFL Network will have that going all day. They'll have replays going. So if you need, if you're a junkie, need a football fix, go to the NFL Network. They'll have you covered. And then the other big thing this weekend in town, man, Ichiro weekend.
Oh, yeah.
At the Mariners. I assume that's got to be locked up, sold out already. But that's got to be live down there this weekend.
It's going to be electric.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And Ichiro, I mean, just one of the best players of all time.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Turns out the man who tried to drown his daughter-in-law also having an affair with her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Meanwhile, a black bear who broke into a BC home chased out by 6 pounds of growling fur.
I'm scared of dogs.
Jim in China consummated a membership for 300 years. A Florida millionaire arrested at a bar after too many beers. And a man is fired from his job. He goes to his boss's home and blows up his truck. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to China, where a man learned the hard way to be more on alert. The man was going about his day at his local gym when he was approached by a salesperson with an enticing offer. First red flag. He promised a discounted price for gym memberships that the man could buy that the gym would then sell to other customers for double the price, costing him only 10% commission. Second red flag. Seeing the green, the man bought into the business venture, in total amassing roughly $121,000 worth of memberships and training classes. But when it came to time to collect, the salesman had completely disappeared without a trace, as did his cohorts, leaving the man with nothing but hundreds of years worth of gym memberships, all clearly stating non-transferable. I had a stroke reading that thing, trying to figure out what this guy's angles was.
Right.
So I'm a sales guy. I'm going to sell you gym membership at this gym that you're in, which didn't know gyms just had salespeople just strolling about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to sell you this gym membership at half the price to then sell it. You know, after you've bought it, I'm then going to go find buyers for double the price, and then I'm going to take 10% of the commission, and you're just going to pocket all the cash.
I'm pretty sure once you sign up for a gym, you have that membership for 300 years.
Exactly.
You can't cancel.
It's so hard to get out of it.
We need you to be here in person. I go there in person. We need you to do this online. But you said I needed to be here in person when I went online.
Uh-huh.
No, you're going to do it online. I got to do it online. You said, no, you need to go into your actual gym and do it in person. That happened to me 4 times at one gym in Fremont. I can name it if you want. Because that was how it happened.
Just makes you want to strap up next to somebody. Like, you stay here and you walk me through this because I'm getting out of this damn thing.
I'll turn them into the point that you threaten people. Like, look, before I leave, my membership's canceled. You could be conscious or not, but that's how it ends.
Right.
Make a decision. Yeah. And I found that people go, you know what? Hey, in 2 minutes, we got this taken care of.
Then I said this. Doesn't matter because I already blocked the credit card you used. So I'm going to keep coming in here and use the membership, but you're not going to get paid.
Right.
And they went, oh, we're going to cancel your membership.
Oh,
I said, that's what I've been trying to do.
Thank you.
Chickers.
Easy now.
That's how I got out of it. Okay. Honest to God. Cool. Because you can't get paid. I'm going to keep using this card to open the door.
Right.
And they went, oh, we're going to cancel your membership then.
Yeah. No. You have to cancel it online if you're going to do that for me.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it there, then I keep coming in.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
No, you have to catch me when I come in to tell me that my membership's canceled. Yeah. Jerks. In other news, to Florida, where the pressures of winning the lottery can get to you. Police were called to a local resort bar on reports of a scuffle. The story goes that our man walked into the resort after winning $167 million in the Powerball, gloating to all that could hear that he was a millionaire. Jackass. This was enough to irk a man at the bar and cause a confrontation between the two, which turned physical after the man called the millionaire delusional. Which, I don't know. If he's got the money, he's got the money. If he's just saying that he did, I don't know. Officers arrived and a deputy stepped in to break up the fight, but as he was subduing the other man, the millionaire let his rage take over and attempted to kick his lesser in the head. completely missed and hit the officer in the jaw instead.
Oh, that'll help.
It was at this point that the fight
was over. He does have FU money.
He does.
I don't know if it works with the local PD. Obviously, it doesn't.
It was at this point that the fight was over. The millionaire was tased and arrested on multiple charges. He's currently going through the court system.
They say he's one of the most wealthy men in Kentucky. After winning that, he's like the second most wealthy man in Kentucky.
How much money did he win?
He won $167 million.
Yeah, all right, that'll do it.
I mean, it's like Papa John.
And you know, this guy.
The dude from Maker's Mark. And this jackass. Seriously.
Dear God. Losing your job can cause less than happy feelings towards your former employer, but one man in Pennsylvania took it to a new level. Surveillance footage caught the exterior of a home belonging to the manager of a local establishment in the early morning hours. A man can be seen leaving a Jeep and approaching the manager's car in the driveway and leaving something behind. He then rushes back to his Jeep and speeds by the house one final time before the manager's car explodes.
Oh!
It didn't take long for officers to track down our explosives expert as he had been fired from the job under the manager just a couple months prior. He's now facing some serious charges. I don't know what he did, but he actually got some sort of remote detonation device.
Jesus,
and an explosive,
man.
And he put it in the doggone car.
Apparently, he tried to drive at the corner of the block and work it. But like your garage door remote, he was too far away. Or like your key fob on your car. It wouldn't work.
Right.
So he's like, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going to speed by going like 70. And go beep, 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 beep.
Is that what?
Then he thinks he's getting close enough. And then he like turn around.
What a dumbass.
Well, he did blow it up.
I mean, it worked. Yeah. You know what? That's fair.
Or do you think he got fired?
I wonder. Over to the UK where family can kill. Officers got a call about an attempted murder concerning a man that allegedly attempted to drown his daughter-in-law. But the story gets even more juicy. Turns out that the man had been having an intimate relationship with said daughter-in-law for some time, causing a rift between him and his son.
I don't know why.
Come on. The two reportedly had gone on several trips together, even taking the kids along, her kids, his grandkids.
God.
But there was a little hurt feelings when the two had been seeing each other for so long now and that she wasn't in his will. This was about the time that he allegedly attempted to drown her in his pool. He's denying the claim, but still faces charges. He's, you know, she said he held me under the water. I had to struggle to fight to get out of there. Even one of the kids jumped in to try to help.
Yeah, they were on holiday in Florida.
Yeah,
this family's from England, so they had rented out this Airbnb.
God, man.
So he was there with his grandchildren. She was there with her children. Her husband was not there.
No.
He was back in England.
Yep.
They were supposed to meet up.
Yep.
So while he was there, he tried to drown in a pool at the Airbnb.
Yep.
And a 9-year-old girl jumped in the pool.
Yep.
And basically started beating him in the freaking head.
Yep.
And then the neighbors called the cops. Cops came over and arrested him.
Yep.
But of course, all that happened in Florida. See, that's what happened.
Yes. You go to Florida, you turn into a Floridian.
The story kind of dances around what all happened there. It's like, oh, they started seeing each other after their marriages, you know, fell apart. And then you start reading more and more
of
the story.
He's his son's wife.
And you realize that the son was having some issues with the wife because she...
promiscuous?
The thing that I took from the story as I was reading it is it sounds like she cheated on her husband with the father-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both
having trouble in their marriages. Let me get this straight. He's sleeping with his daughter.
They're effing each other.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty simple to figure out what went wrong.
Yeah. Jeez, just in case it starts with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We head to BC, Canada, where dogs know the assignment. A woman went to the local media to tell the story of how her dog stepped in to ward off an intruder. The woman had left her door open due to the recent heat, and her surveillance cameras caught the moment a bear wandered into her house to have a look around. Creepy. The bear didn't get too far before rousing the woman's dog, who quickly sounded the alarm and started chasing after the intruder, running him off the property, with mom sprinting behind to scoop up the dog before he bit off more than he could chew, because he's a 6-pound Pomeranian.
Get it, little fella.
That is the crazy part.
Right?
Yeah. A 6-pound Pomeranian. But they said the issue was that the bear started sniffing the dog's food.
Right.
And the dog was like...
So once the bear got close to the dog's bowl, the dog, all 6 pounds, is like, oh, hell no. No.
Metro Sports, the Seahawks showed some real fire out of the gate in last night's preseason matchup against the Raiders, but couldn't quite get the ball rolling as talent trickled down, and we ended on a 23-23 tie. It's the preseason. Don't let it bother you. As far as what you're going to watch later on, the Mariners are at home all week, weekend long, trying to maintain position in the standings as they host the Rays. Those games will be over en route. As far as your weather, looking at some minor clouds moving in and out to add a little character to the beautiful, sunny, mid-80s weather we'll be enjoying all weekend long. Heads up your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. Grab yourself a Sixer, a Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well... We be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.